to Pakistan now. We begin with Declan Walsh, who's the Pakistan correspondent for The Guardian newspaper, who's just arrived at the scene of the bombing this morning, which the death toll stands at more than 80 military recruits targeted in twin suicide bombs. Declan Walsh, what are you seeing this morning?
Well, at this point, the entire town has basically become a ghost town. The authorities have closed down the central area where the market is, because that's right beside this training college where the twin suicide bombing went off this morning. Just after dawn, at about 6 o'clock, locals have told me that there were two separate explosions, a first one apparently by a man on foot targeting these soldiers as they mounted into a number of minibuses just outside the front gate. And then about 8 minutes later, a second explosion, probably by a man on a motorbike, this one much bigger. And the death toll at the moment, as you say, is about 80 people dead and somewhat more than 100 injured.
So clearly a coordinated bombing, and there is at least the suspicion, if not the official claim of responsibility by the Pakistan Taliban. What are people in Peshawar and in this town north of Peshawar saying about the claim of responsibility?
There's a little bit mixed signals. There is a Taliban spokesman who has called several media outlets in Islamabad to claim responsibility for this. He said that this attack is in retaliation for the killing of Osama bin Laden 12 days ago. He warned that there's going to be further attacks both on Pakistani and American forces in this country. But we've just had the provincial information minister, Mian Iftikhar Hussain. He came here from Peshawar, and he put a different spin on it. He said that this is not a reaction to the Abbottabad operation, but he said that it was, as he put it, routine terrorist activity by the Taliban, because the army is engaged in fairly heavy fighting with the Pakistan Taliban in a tribal area which is very close to Shub Qadr along the Afghan border.
Declan Walsh speaking with us there on a phone line directly from the scene of the bombing north of Peshawar. He's Pakistan correspondent for The Guardian newspaper. That dispute of this attack being in revenge for the death of Osama bin Laden, let's take that directly to Islamabad, where BBC correspondent Lise Doucette is standing by. Lise, the government seems to be disputing the idea that this is a strict revenge killing. What are they saying about the Taliban's claims of responsibility for these bombings?
Well, in some ways, it doesn't matter, does it? It only emphasizes to Pakistanis that they are living in a volatile and increasingly violent country. There has been, as you know, in recent years, a real surge in attacks in Pakistan's northwest province, Khyber Pakhtunkhwa. There have been attacks on volleyball games. There have been attacks on police. There have been attacks in crowded markets. And today, they targeted the cadets at a paramilitary academy, fresh from their training session. So whether or not it was launched, the planning for it was launched after the raid that killed Osama bin Laden, whether the date of the attack was speeded up because of the need to take what the Taliban have called first revenge, at the end of the day, it has just underlined to Pakistan that even though the U.S. President Barack Obama said that the situation will now become better, Pakistanis here know it will certainly become worse because it becomes better. And when will that be? They simply don't know.
From Islamabad, Pakistan Live, that's the BBC correspondent Lise Doucette. It sounds like what you're saying echoes really what Pervez Musharraf, the former leader of Pakistan, used to say after 9/11, that your war on terror may be important to you, United States, but we're taking the brunt of it here in Pakistan. Is that the feeling in Islamabad this morning?
Well, this has been really the central issue for a few years now. The Americans have wanted the Pakistanis, they wanted Pakistani leaders to come out and say, listen, this is not America's war, this is your war too. And the Pakistani president, Asif Ali Zardari, has been saying that for more than a year now. I just came from seeing Pastan's former foreign minister, Shah Mahmood Qureshi, who was the foreign minister until just weeks ago. He spent a lot of time shuttling between Islamabad and Washington, trying to close the gap between these two strategic partners, where trust has always been very difficult. The word here now is that there's a trust deficit. In fact, the Prime Minister of Pakistan, Yusuf Reza Gailani, has now said that the relationship between the CIA and the ISI is fundamentally broken. I think for Pakistanis in the streets, what they would say is that they don't trust the Americans. They don't think American interests are the same here. They don't think the methods the Pakistanis are using to fight terrorism is getting the bad guys. They think far too many innocent people are being killed, especially in the drone attacks that are so controversial here, but which the Americans feel is one of their main, most effective weapons in what they call, you know, the war against the militants here.
Live from Islamabad, Pakistan, BBC correspondent Lise Doucette. Back to Declan Walsh now, Pakistan correspondent for The Guardian newspaper at the scene of the bombing north of Peshawar. Declan, are people in Peshawar, particularly this military training camp, likely to be more hesitant about signing up for the war on terror? Because in some sense, the paramilitaries at this training center would be recruits in that war. Declan Walsh, we've lost both of our live reports from Pakistan. Let's just recap the story as we understand it this morning. More than 82 paramilitary recruits, most of them, and again, we're sorting out the details of the bombing and the specific casualties, but they were targeted at this training center, more than 82 dead, dozens reported wounded. Hospitals are full in this town north of Peshawar, Pakistan. A twin bombing this morning, 10 minutes apart, one, at least according to Declan Walsh, who was just reporting live from the scene. Declan Walsh saying that a sole man detonated one bomb, and then about 10 minutes later, someone possibly on a motorbike detonating a much larger explosive. And again, the twin bombings claimed by a Taliban spokesman reporting in Peshawar, a Taliban spokesman saying that this is revenge killing for the death of Osama bin Laden 12 days ago. Lise Doucette, a final thought before we go?
This is what everyone expected. Pakistanis have begun to say, listen, you know, why are you taking revenge against us, because the Americans have said that the Pakistanis had no knowledge of the operation, had no knowledge that Osama bin Laden was there, didn't take part in the operation. And as the Pakistanis see it, they've been humiliated by this covert U.S. operation. So Pakistanis have begun to say, why are you targeting us? Why should we suffer yet again? But it is going to, there are going to be more attacks. It is, as they say, the first revenge. And this is just the continuation of what has already been expected to be a bloody year, a year in which Americans are talking about getting their troops out of Afghanistan, but in which many of the senior commanders who are involved in the attacks across the border in Afghanistan are really residing, taking sanctuary in the tribal areas of Pakistan. So what do you do about that?
Indeed.
That's the big question.
The big question. And indeed, they're probably on alert there in Islamabad and all over Pakistan after these bombings this morning. BBC correspondent Lise Doucette reporting live from Islamabad, Pakistan. Also, our thanks to Declan Walsh, Pakistan correspondent for The Guardian newspaper, who was with us live earlier from the scene of that deadly bombing north of Peshawar.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing. Or
politics.
Country music.
Hockey.
Sex. Of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.